Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Kimmy Walker here, and welcome to the next episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. Our guest for today is Kimberly Williams. Kim earned her undergraduate degree from Vanderbilt University and went on to earn an MBA from Emory. With more than a decade of corporate experience from large companies, Kim finally took the leap from executive corporate leadership to entrepreneurship earlier in 2018. Kim is going to come here and talk to us about her personal trials and tribulations with that, what led to her wanting to launch her own business, and where she's at today. Kim, thank you so much for being a guest.
Thank you.
Tell us all about you. I know it's hard to do in such a little bit of time, but kind of talk to us about what led you to wanting to take the leap out of corporate just this year, not even that long ago.
Sure. Well, for starters, I was born and raised from Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm certain you can probably hear this good old Southern accent. My mom, who actually was battling an autoimmune illness 3 years ago, it kind of was a pivot point for me in terms of how I look at life, in that life is incredibly short. And I think every single day you should be grateful. And if there are dreams that you have and you haven't pursued them, then there is no better time than now. I partnered with an organization called Beauty Counter, and Beauty Counter was founded 3 years ago by Greg Renfrew. And the entire premise is that we are placing safer products into the hands of everyone. So many people don't know that since 1938, there have been no regulations in the personal care industry. That simply means that the U.S. companies can manufacture products that are clinically proven to be harmful to children, adults, that are linked to carcinogens, autoimmune illnesses. And when I think back to my mom and the fact that constant exposure to what we have either environmentally or through what we do from a day-to-day perspective, I wanted to use my voice in a more vocal way. And in full transparency, I was completely burnt out from corporate America. I've worked for some amazing, amazing companies, from Abbott Laboratories and the Coca-Cola companies. But as a mother of three, with my oldest daughter who graduated from Princeton University and my youngest son who is 3 years old, I got to tell you, I have absolutely no regrets from leaving what I would consider the corporate grind and having the very unique opportunity to build a business from ground zero with hundreds of clients. It's just been an amazing journey.
Talk to us about what your actual role is in the business and like what your day-to-day life looks like now.
So my day-to-day is essentially, I am a Jane of all trades. As an entrepreneur and independent consultant with Beauty Counter, my role is to not only sell products through my own e-commerce channel to clients across the U.S., I am also responsible for mentoring, training, and teaching an organization of over 15 women who have decided to join me in this mission of putting safer products into the hands of everyone. So much, if not all, of my corporate experience has been very applicable in the sense that I was classically trained in sales and marketing from Abbott Laboratories. I think from a marketing perspective, no one could ever deny that Coca-Cola is one of the world's best marketers. And so that whole idea of storytelling has really played into my favor as I craft unique stories to my clients when it comes to why Beauty Counter should be a part of their day-to-day lives. I have been able to, from a day-to-day perspective, basically plan my work and work my plan. And that is from digital marketing to following up with clients to client meetings to traveling out with my team. And I have a team of powerhouse women who are in the Georgia market, Tennessee market, Texas, It has been one of those things where I'm like the salesperson, the administrative assistant, the marketer. You wear all these hats when you are a business owner and when you are accountable for every single dollar that's coming back to you from a bottom line perspective. So for me, it's been very humbling in the sense that every customer order that I receive counts, because at the end of the day, if I don't sell a product, I don't eat. And completely night and day from corporate America, where obviously there's a lot more structure. You have your paid salary. You have a lot more structure in that you know that you have a check that's coming in. For me, it's all pay for performance. If my business is thriving for that month, then that dictates the revenue that I have coming in. But since taking the leap earlier this year and really building a business and understanding the customer funnel, from building loyalty as well as repeat purchasing, as well as gaining a greater share of wallet, it's been quite rewarding to see the fruits of my labor, because I have been at the point where, you know, I don't rely on a corporate salary. I have done well enough to offset my corporate income, and it's quite frankly opened up other doors for my husband and I as we look at other business ventures, because at the end of the day, it's really all about this priceless thing called time. And oftentimes we have these dreams or these goals, but if you're tied down to a 9-to-5, it almost becomes nearly impossible to pursue the extra dreams and goals that you have that would build and leave like lasting legacies for your family.
Okay, so the step that you have taken, I have a lot of people, especially when we talk about early accountability, like how people get organized and execute goals and do things they said they wanted to do for themselves and follow their dreams. Can you really talk about what did you put in place for you to know you were ready to leave corporate? What were some of the things to let you know it was time for you to transition? Like financially, did you save up a certain amount before you left? I think sometimes those are important details that people don't necessarily mention. And some people may leave or just jump ship and not have anything else in place.
So that's an interesting question. I got to tell you, I was a little bit rogue in that 10 years ago, I attempted to start a business and I failed. And then a couple of years ago, I also attempted to start a business and I failed. It was not until 2 years ago where essentially my hair was coming completely out. Mm-hmm. I was so super stressed. I just delivered my son in March of 2015. And from traveling every week for work, as well as just managing the day-to-day demands, right, for me, I kind of just knew something had to change. And at the end of 2017, November to be exact, I remember praying really hard in that I just needed to like see the way. And I was just like, this is not sustainable for me. I am not honoring the gifts that I have from God, including my husband and my children. I'm working so many hours. And so January 1st, 2018, I partnered with Beauty Counter. And I essentially was working my corporate job and also building my business. And as my clients started to pick up, by the time April of this year rolled around, I talked to my husband and I said, I think I'm ready. I said, I think I can stand at least on a leg and I can do this. And, you know, there was some fear in it, in that, you know, we all have bills, we've got expenses, in fact, we have two small kids, both who are still in daycare. And when you think about just the American cycle of either debt or expenses where people just can't get control of their finances, you know, I was just at a point where, hey, I have a business that has so much more upside than my current corporate role. And I can do this. And so my husband, I mean, he fully supported me. And when you talk about, I guess, how much was in savings or how much did you save? My husband has always been a very frugal man.
Okay.
Frugal to the sense where, you know, he doesn't really believe in debt. So when we got married, he has a perfect credit score and like zero credit card debt.
Okay.
And he kind of taught me that just because you're getting these large bonuses or you have these stock options, it doesn't mean that you should spend it. So of course, we have always saved up for a rainy day.
Okay.
But most of those funds have always been kind of reallocated to our children, in that my oldest daughter, who recently graduated from Princeton University, she came out of school completely debt-free. That was a sacrifice for us, in that, yes, she received scholarship, but at the same time, we wanted to make sure that she didn't acquire any additional debt when it came to books or room and board or what have you. And as we look at our two smaller children, one who is 4 years old and our son Chancellor, who's three, we want them to have that same opportunity, in that,
right,
you know, you go to school, you go to college, and you come out of school debt free. Because when I look across many of my colleagues or friends or family, I see this perception of success. But then I also see this thing of debt when I hear friends say, well, you know, I still have student loans to pay off, or I still have graduate loans to pay off. For me, I knew that I want my children to be at 2 to 3 steps ahead of my husband and I. And so when it comes to finances, we're pretty diligent about where we are and where we plan to be. And Beauty Counter for us has been a huge blessing, just because it has given us even more time to build upon what we would consider the start of generational wealth.
Okay, awesome. If you had to give like your version of these things you should do first, or these things should be in order before you take the plunge, or ask yourself these questions, what are some quick tips you would give to individuals who are looking like you to maybe transition into something that, where their work feels a little bit more purposeful?
I really believe in following your heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it sounds kind of loose, but if you have a dream, if you have a vision for your life, and your current situation is not allowing you to see those dreams unfold, I would highly encourage anyone out there to beef out that vision, create a roadmap. And it doesn't have to be fully baked, because mine most certainly was not fully baked when I left the corporate grind. But what I quickly discovered is that whatever it is that you dream, if you move toward it in a very powerful way, you will find that the universe will get behind you. That happened for me, in that I had this huge vision of financial freedom, of having my own business, of someday retiring my father within the next 12 months, because part of my background is that I came from a household where society would have considered me to be poor. My father raised my older sister and my younger brother and I on a $40,000 income, and yet he still works in a blue collar job. And so I have been pretty relentless in that my father will retire in less than 12 months. It is pretty much already in motion. And that would not be possible if I didn't have the courage to take the leap. So to anyone out there listening, you don't have to have a fully baked plan, but you do have to have a lot of heart. You have to have a lot of drive. And you will find that the people that you need to help you get there and the resources that you need, while you may not see them, they are definitely within arm's reach.
How would the audience find out more information about you, Kim? Like, how could they stay connected to you? How could they find out about your products and services?
Sure. So I love new clients. I love to consult, especially when it comes to the day-to-day products that we use, whether that's shampoos or soaps or makeup or skincare. I am your personal consultant with Beauty Counter. They can find me at beautycounter.com/Kim Williams. You can also go on Facebook and like my page, Beauty Counter by Kim Williams, as well as follow me on Instagram, Twitter, or Snapchat, Beauty Counter by Kim Williams. Easy breezy, right?
So, Kim, what is your daily mantra? And I know you may have a couple. What kind of keeps you pushing? What keeps you going through this entrepreneurial journey, you know, when there's the highs and the lows and the not sure what's going to work out?
My personal mantra comes from my father, and I live by it. My father always told my siblings and I that anything worth having is worth working for. So when I get tired or frustrated, because that happens a lot as an entrepreneur, it's definitely a different type of pressure. I always hear my father's voice in the back of my head. Anything worth having is worth working for.
Wow. And that keeps you going. That is very, very true. So definitely, like you said, those highs and lows, I know, especially being an entrepreneur and going where things used to be kind of consistent in corporate to not knowing and having to work for it. Definitely can be some low points for people and some uncertainties. Yeah. So thank you so much. BeautyCounter.com/Kim Williams and Beauty Counter by Kim Williams on all the rest of social media, correct?
Yes. Okay. Follow me. Tag me. I would love to connect with all of you.
Okay, absolutely. And so it's skincare, makeup, body, family, all of that. So definitely connect with Kim. Definitely a wise woman and making some huge, huge moves. So thank you so much for being a guest on the Early Accountability Podcast.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.